Morning, April 27th. God, even our God. Psalm 67, verse 6. It is strange how little use we make of the spiritual blessings which God gives us. But it is stranger still how little use we make of God himself. Though he is our own God, we apply ourselves but little to him, and ask but little of him. How seldom do we ask counsel at the hands of the Lord? How often do we go about our business without seeking his guidance? In our troubles, how constantly do we strive to bear our burdens ourselves, instead of casting them upon the Lord, that he may sustain us? This is not because we may not, for the Lord seems to say, I am thine, soul. Come and make use of me as thou wilt. Thou mayst freely come to my store, and the oftener the more welcome. It is our own fault if we make not free with the riches of our God. Then, since thou hast such a friend, and he invites thee, draw from him daily. Never want whilst thou hast a God to go to. Never fear or faint while thou hast a God to help thee. Go to thy treasure and take whatever thou needest. There is all that thou canst want. Learn the divine skill of making God all things to thee. He can supply thee with all, or better still, he can be to thee instead of all. Let me urge thee then to make use of thy God. Make use of him in prayer. Go to him often, because he is thy God. Oh, wilt thou fail to use so great a privilege? Fly to him. Tell him all thy wants. Use him constantly by faith at all times. If some dark providence has beclouded thee, use thy God as a son. If some strong enemy has beset thee, find in Jehovah a shield, for he is a son and a shield to his people. If thou hast lost thy way in the mazes of life, use him as a guide, for he will direct thee. Whatever thou art, and wherever thou art, remember God is just what thou wantest, and just where thou wantest, and that he can do all thou wantest.